Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
That's really your bitch. He borrowing. That's your bitch. You know how Future be talking that shit? That's really your bitch. You get what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? She leased out right now. So at the end of the day, man.
That's a funny way to look at it.
You just want to lock in. Whenever you're ready to lock in, you just leasing the bitch out right now. Yeah.
That's what I've always said, man.
Alpha males over here, baby.
It's the Danny Brown Show. Sit back, relax, you already know why your main studios. It's the Danny Brown Show. We about to get live. Let's go. It's the Danny Brown Show. Sit back, relax, you already know why your main studios. It's the Danny Brown Show. We about to get live. Let's go.
Yo, 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 what the fuck's up, dog? It's your boy. It's the motherfucking Danny Brown Show live at YMA Studios in motherfucking Austin, Texas. You already know I got the motherfucking Booth Boys with me.
What up, dude? Yo.
What up, though? How y'all niggas doing, man?
Doing good, man.
Great.
I got no other than a motherfucking one of my homies, man. One of the motherfucking drippiest comedians, man. Me and this nigga share so many interests. One of my favorite niggas, man. Shouts out to motherfucking William Montgomery, man. How you doing up in this motherfucker, man?
Doing good. William Montgomery, aka Yo Gotti, aka Young Dolph. No, but I want to.
Why you gonna say niggas that's beefing?
Ah, they're beefing still.
You didn't know that motherfuckers done died, bro.
That's still a beef.
What do you mean? Young Dolph got killed? Bro, not too long ago.
I know, he's no longer two
separate parties was just in the airport, and they got into a fight. And one of them niggas ain't even got no real hand.
Probably in front of the Jamba Juice or something. And I just want to apologize. I showed up here. I have full-blown COVID right now. I hugged Nadav right when I saw him. Nadav, I should have warned you before I hugged you, man. Yeah, I haven't been able to taste or smell anything in like 5 days now. It's been like 103 fever. My hair's falling out. My hair literally just started falling out.
Thanks for the heads up, man.
Grand opening, grand closing. Where you get this fucking jacket from, man?
eBay.
For real?
Yep.
What you
said? I'm on eBay literally probably 7 hours.
See, I knew it.
A day.
I knew it.
7 hours at night.
I knew it. See, these motherfuckers don't want, they be talking shit. Let me understand it. If you notice.
Yeah, this is vintage, large NCAA jacket.
If you notice.
And I found it.
Now in the comedy world, all these niggas got podcasts now. They got their sponsors and shit. These niggas getting dripped up now.
Yeah, it's like NASCAR.
Yeah, these
it's
niggas.
It's like NASCAR used to be.
Comedians is crazy now. They getting dripped up now. But you don't got to understand, like, one thing about fashion is that it don't matter how much money you got. You can be the brokest nigga in the world, but if you got drip, you could be able to figure it out and always be fresh. I remember I had a...
If you have drip, I mean, I was pretty much like Nadav was. I'm pretty much how Nadav used to be. Now I lost
that don't
all...
matter.
I lost all of my drip.
Your
I started
size
playing
matter.
These video games. I played Bloons Tower Defense 6 on my phone. We're currently in a collection event. I'm playing that shit nonstop.
You play mobile games?
Yep.
That's an addiction.
I've popped over 2 billion balloons. Or no, 1 billion. I surpassed 1
For
billion
real,
a couple
you,
months ago.
That one thing I never... That's almost like close to casino addictions. Is mobile games. You be yeah. having to do transactions and shit on that game?
No.
It's no pay transactions in the game.
No pay to play. Not that
I
game.
Mean, I'm just saying you don't got to buy nothing in this game. There's no extra shit to buy. No.
Some games you have to
So is it a mobile game that you have to buy?
Yes, $7.
$7 and it's no in-game.
It's the best $7 I've ever spent in my life.
What's the name of the game again?
Bloons Tower Defense 6.
And it's no in-game currency transactions is no.
You can if you want, but if you're a good balloons player like I am, I don't have to worry about it.
Hold up, this is what I'm asking.
So, I don't have to worry about it. I'm sure people that aren't good at the game are buying all kinds of bullshit. But
so you ain't
matter.
Never bought nothing?
I've probably bought one or two things, but not recently.
No. You ain't never bought no end game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've spent
$300. How much you spent in this game? See, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
$300 last month. Mobile Danny, it's games, awful. You were right about the gambling.
Mobile games are fucking casinos, man. Like, what the fuck, man? Like, bro, I'm not with that. But what's happening right now? You got to understand. Video games, we're in a crisis right now. They're crashing. There's a lot of games that are dying. Because at this point, you got to think, a lot of games are, for the most part, are either pay to play. I mean, do you know what I'm saying? They pretty much pay to win.
Yeah, we're talking about, I mean, Qbert pretty much tanked the whole thing last year.
Qbert?
Yeah, Qbert. Oh, you're like a little alien guy.
Atari Qbert?
Yeah, Qbert pretty much tanked PS5 last year.
How did that happen?
It came out, got horrible reviews. It was pretty much like the original Qbert on Game Boy. Everybody was like, how did y'all spend all this?
Back in the day, like they was like, y'all old niggas was tripping.
Yeah, I mean, how did you come up? Who came up with Qbert?
Qbert was trash when it came out, though.
Yeah, I never knew how to play it. It was the one game on my Game Boy I never really played because I didn't understand it.
It's good games, but anytime, like Frogger is fire. Frogger is fire to this day.
If you can get across the street.
What do you mean? You can't get across the street?
Hell no.
I'm good at Frogger.
That was one of the Game Boy games I never played. There were a bunch I never played.
See, now you would. But you play Qbert.
Yeah, I eventually learned how to play. I eventually learned the controls. I was pressing down when I should have been pressing left. It was
What was your first console?
Super Nintendo. Oh. Got it for Christmas. By the way, happy Hanukkah, Nadav.
Super Nintendo.
Thanks, William.
Super Nintendo, I was deep in the
I
game.
I loved your car out there. I asked Danny. We were out there smoking that J with the roaches in it.
Why are you going to put me on blast?
I'm
like
kidding.
That?
We weren't. That's a euphemism.
We was, man, because I ain't had no weed this morning, man. And I'm not about to come here. I got to smoke before the podcast, man. So, all right, yeah, your boy, he took a couple roaches and rolled him up one, pulled up. My nigga pulled up like, Danny, you ain't got no. The one time this nigga going to pull up and ask, he don't never really want to smoke no weed like that. He be smoking, though.
I know. I should have brought some. I apologize. I was thinking about that, but I was playing the game. Man, I've been playing.
I'm still a real nigga. I'm about to buy some weed when I leave him here, but I just ain't had time for that. I'm leaving in the morning. I'm like, all right, I'm going to roll me a quick. I'm going to keep it, nigga. I'm still humble. I'm going to roll me up a little roach stunt.
Well, it was a horrible mistake for me. It was far too powerful. I mean, that's the strongest parts of the joints
that's
altogether.
The thing about
that was
the,
way
see,
too powerful.
Niggas
want to
hate on the road stunts. But that's the thing about the road stunts. That motherfucker, the TAC and dripped all on that shit. You breaking them down. See, one thing I try to get as much of the ash part off as possible.
Yep.
It's almost like cleaning chitlins.
That's a life hack for this holiday season. So, Make sure you get the...
I'm a real rap nigga, man. I'm still smoking roach blunts, man. Because that ain't what you're supposed to do, man. In the rap community, man.
What are you supposed to do? Just put the roach
out?
We
just ain't going to do that. We just going to figure it out until we get some more weed. But I couldn't come. I had another job. I got two jobs. Y'all niggas just got one. I wasn't about to show up today.
Have y'all ever heard of Imperial Lanes? He works at a bowling alley. How long have you been working there?
What?
I'm kidding. That would just be so funny. I was picturing you working at a bowling alley, like guessing people's shoe sizes. Like, you're really good at...
All right, we're going to get
like
into
you
some,
there.
We're going to get into some Axe Dannies.
Yeah, that joint was super powerful. I'm having a
because
huge
that was all the different runts. We don't know what. It was all the different colors of runts combined into one with the TAC already dripped. I ain't going to lie. The road stunts, you want to get the fire pack, roll them runts to us up.
And then literally get some runts, the candy. They taste really good after. What are runts?
That's the new strain of weed that the niggas like.
What's the candy look like?
Oh, runts! Oh, runts candy! I never ate that shit. That shit break your teeth.
You never ate runts?
That shit break your teeth. Runts? No, I ain't eating that. I never was a fan of runts candy.
Yeah, it was shaped like the flavor.
I don't even understand how runts candy became like an ill strand for motherfuckers to name. There's so many other candies they could. Why ain't no Nowlaters? Nowlaters is a big fixture in the black community.
Nowlaters?
Now and laters?
You have to be careful chewing on those.
That's the thing. Niggas don't say now and later. It's just now laters.
Now laters.
Now laters.
Now and laters.
Niggas just escape the end. We got rid of the end. You now remember laters. When they dropped the big now later chewies?
See, they always scared me. They always scared me because I feel like
black people.
I didn't think we were going to get it.
Number one nigga snack. I didn't know that. So white people, y'all niggas don't be, white niggas don't be eating now and later?
No, I was always scared it would pull a tooth out.
This is like saying I want to chew it. This is like drinking 40 ounces to white people for candy. It's like they parents tell them, you can get whatever candy you want, but not no now and later. You eat, that's how niggas become wiggers.
What, eating now and later?
Yeah, if you ate now and later as a kid, you become just an eel. You come Malibu Most Wanted.
I never ate now and later.
No, I figured it out.
I do never
not,
ate them.
White kids, do not
eat. We weren't allowed.
Do not eat now and later.
But eat Baby Ruth's. Do you like
I feel
Baby
like
Ruth?
That's the same thing for black people, though. If we eat, what's those peppermint shits, man?
What the peppermint sticks?
Where they used to have a commercial with the niggas skiing and shit. The little peppermint shit, the last shit you
peppermint
want.
Patties?
Is that what it called, peppermint patties?
Yeah, what's it called, though? I had one literally for the first time in years last
the
night or two nights ago.
Candy. They used to have an Illus commercial.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I got to figure it out now. Cause...
And not in Andes, but in Andes
chocolate.
Is a good...
It's like a chocolate... No one
in
eats the
silver
when they get
package.
Up for Halloween. Yeah, in a silver package.
In the silver package.
What is that?
It's not peppermint patty.
It's not
peppermint
patty.
Patty is a bitch on
is it
that
Yorkshire or something?
Yorkshire.
That's what it is. York's peppermint patty.
Oh, yeah,
patties.
York's peppermint patty.
Ah, they used to have the most elegant commercials. They made black people feel like this ain't for us. Just by watching their commercials and shit. You be watching their shit like, nah, this is like rich people shit. It was like the Grey Poupon commercials, man. The York Peppermint Patty marketing campaign was not for us. So
that's interesting. I never considered such a thing.
So you
know
as niggas, when they show us some shit that they say we don't supposed to have, we want to try it. So yeah, niggas was trying them York Peppermint Patties, and them shit's nasty.
So you don't like them, so you wouldn't eat them now?
Trash pack.
I had one the other night. I had the munchies so bad.
I just thought about this shit. It's some real shit. It's nigga candy and white people candy. So York peppermint patties, anything with dark chocolate.
What about like a Mounds? Do you like a Mounds or an almond?
Yeah, Mounds. I'm enjoying white people shit. Niggas ain't eating that.
What about a Heath bar?
Nah, I fuck with the Heath.
And what's the other one that's just like
now
a Heath
baller? Now Heath baller, black nigga shit. That's when we think we living good. Like, I ain't eating no Snickers.
Yeah, nigga, toffee. English toffee.
I get a Heath, my nigga.
And there's the one just like it. I can't remember the other one.
I would tell you what's the most hoodest, high-class candy bar. Score bars.
Ooh.
Do they even still make scores?
Interesting choice.
No,
choice
it was with
there.
A K. It was with a K. The score bars? Like, scores ain't dropped. There you go. Niggas ain't got scores
oh, right.
No more.
Yeah.
Where the scores
same.
At?
Right.
If you was a real nigga in the hood, I think that's what fucked up the Heath bars, though.
Yeah. It's a direct competition. It's
Bro,
the exact same thing.
You show up to a bitch crib with a score bar, some hot Cheetos, and a motherfucking tropical Faygo for that bitch.
Ooh.
Bust down, Tatiana.
Especially around the holiday season. I mean, that could be a life hack if somebody's trying to holler at some chick. Yeah, look at the score bar. It looks so much better than the other bar. It looks so much better.
I have not seen score bars in years. Like, I would probably buy those if I saw those. So I think they probably discontinued. You know what it is? When they try to make some high-class cool shit, and then the niggas fuck with it, they be like, man, this is when we... That's what's happening with Balenciaga right now. I told y'all niggas about this. In fashion... When something gets so cool in the urban community, especially in like the ghettos and shit, where you got niggas like, man, y'all ain't seen that? The one nigga with the Balenciagas. Shouts out Menzini. Balenciagas. That was the funniest video I ever seen in my life. But yeah, so fashion brands, they always know, like, they've been around for like over like 20 years and shit like that. They would do shit to like kill their brand for niggas won't wear it no more. So we can get back to some high-class white people shit like they wanted it. That's exactly what's happening with Balenciaga right now. I told y'all back then when the Gucci shit happened, when they made the fucking shit with the fucking whatever the fuck they did, blackface Gucci t-shirts, whatever the fuck. They just, because niggas start wearing it. Once the niggas start wearing that shit too much, they going to kill the brand. And then, but it ain't going to go nowhere. You get what I'm saying? Like, it'll be back in a few years. Niggas going to wear some other shit. We'll be wearing, I don't know what niggas fucking with right now. Nigga, I used to wear Balenciaga and like 10
Would you
years
ever
ago.
Wear a bandana?
If I was gangbanging.
So you wore, have you worn one before?
No, I ain't never worn no bandana, nigga. I got hair. I feel like you're supposed to be bald headed for that. DMX, Tupac.
Think I could pull off a... I need that. That's like I mean, Willie look, Nelson. I literally swear I got COVID like 4 or 5 days ago. My hair started falling out. I literally had a full head of hair like a week ago. Man. Isn't that crazy how the COVID works like that? Yeah, it's a nightmare. I
had COVID twice.
You did?
I smoked cigarettes the whole time. I said, if I got to go out, we'll go out doing what I love.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I swear, the last thing I wanted to do, what I felt like if I just do what I don't supposed to do while I got it, it's going to kill it. It's going to make my immune system stronger. So I was just like smoking mad cigarettes, drinking liquor. I just was getting fucked up during my COVID stages.
That's what I was doing all throughout COVID. Drinking, doing a bunch of gamble. Oh my gosh, I was spending $500 a week on balloons, tower defense sex.
I told you.
I swear to God, $500 a week.
Now the truth comes out.
$2,000 a month. I was spending on balloons, tower defense sex during the heat of fucking the pandemic. It was like this nightmare.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I couldn't stop buying bandanas on... Wait, so I can't believe you found that book on Amazon, Danny.
Why you got to tell everybody, man?
Huh?
I thought the gods gave it to me.
Yeah, we were kidding. I was kidding. Nadav told me to say that right there.
I told him...
He gave me this...
No, I ain't gonna lie. You got me, yeah. Yeah, because I had to buy another and I lost one in an Uber. Had mad jokes in that.
That's awful.
I know, right?
I was in Denver one time doing an open mic, and I left my L.L. Bean backpack I'd had since the third grade behind me with some fucking notebook in it, and I turn around, and it's gone, because there were, like, homeless people around. I shouldn't have done it.
See, that'd be
and it was awful. There was shit in that notebook I'll never know. I'll never have any idea.
No, I've lost notebooks like that.
Yeah,
I've done it. No, we're here. No, I feel your pain. That's why it's always good to, like, write in the computer and shit, and, like, have shit. But some reason, like... I don't know. I feel like...
I know. That seems smart. I've started taking pictures of pages of my notebook and stuff.
Because that's my Evernote, like my Evernote account, bro, I've been doing that shit since, I don't know, like over... At least since... I have wraps in there from 10 years ago.
What if you lose the password?
It's signed to my Google account.
Oh, so it'd be... Cause that'd be
so all I got to do is just sign in with, you know how you got that shit? Just sign in with your Google account. I don't even know the password for my Evernote, but I swear to God, I can go get.
What is Evernote? You just write.
Evernote is a writing program, but I literally got every rap that I've ever written since Triple X started. All the Triple X raps is in there.
That's cool.
Everything. See?
So, how much stuff is it? Like a ton of stuff?
Bro, it's so tight. I can go back and see old rap that I thought was trash. And I'm like, oh, this shit kind of fire.
Oh, that's cool.
They like tinker little bars out of that and do shit like that. But yeah, I might ever know this. I literally looked at it not too other day. I had like 1,400 notes.
Oh, my gosh.
But I've been writing in it for like 10 years. But think about it. If you had a notebook, you wouldn't be that. But these motherfuckers, for some reason, these motherfuckers say, well, comedy, man, it's better to write it down.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've never really typed anything.
But any,
I probably should though, but
with comedy,
you write everything. My pilot razor point. Shout out to Pilot Razor Points, best kind of pen. Pilot Razor Point. They have a little gold top to them.
William, I love you, dog.
I love you too. It's nice
this is
to
my
see
nigga.
You.
Y'all don't know this is my nigga, bro. When I first started talking about doing this show, man, this nigga, I wanted this nigga to be my co-host. It just shit.
Well, don't fucking bring that up, because I know Nadav and I got him sick at the beginning. I saw I'm really sorry that all happened.
Shit just didn't work out, but we
yeah,
for
it was
sure
like this nightmare situation. I really want to apologize. This is the first time I've seen you since then, and I really want to apologize. I mean, that was really uncalled for.
Thanks, William.
I'm really embarrassed.
Yep, apology accepted.
You don't fucking mean that, dude. You don't fucking mean that, dude.
God damn it. All right, Will.
Somebody get him out of here. Somebody drag him out of here, please.
We So you know what's up, man. You got questions, I got answers. Hit me up at Danny@thedannybrownshow.com. That's Danny@thedannybrownshow.com. Also, we got voicemails and shit. Y'all niggas keep sending text messages. I told y'all niggas, it ain't no fucking, it's a Google Voice. 512-522-9256. 512-522-9256. Y'all motherfuckers know what's up. All right, first up, we got looking for relationship advice. I don't know.
Why'd you start laughing?
If I'm the right person for this, because I ain't still figuring this shit out.
Yeah. Why do you say that?
Because I'm always in the doghouse.
No, you're not. Stop.
Bro, Jenny, keep me in the doghouse. All right, here we go.
Stop. Your dog is fast. Bro. Oh, my gosh. I saw Danny's dog the other day.
Do we want to bring it to... Bro.
Oh, my gosh. It was so fast in the backyard. It was doing laps back there, and it's so William. Small.
What about I almost lost the bitch?
Yeah.
That day. Okay. I don't know if when I let you out, she ran out, but I feel like you would have noticed. I would have noticed.
Yeah, I didn't notice.
All right. I let you out, right?
Yeah.
Cool. I let you out.
Yeah.
I go upstairs, I'm using the bathroom, or whatever the fuck I'm doing.
Ooh.
But you know, I got that fucking window at my door. So, yeah. But you only can see it if you high. But I can see it at the top of the stairs. I'm coming at the top of the stairs. I see Ditto in the driveway.
Ooh, yikes.
But just looking like cool, like ain't tripping, yeah. Like on some, like she run shit. Like, and it's in my head. I'm like, that ain't Ditto. Like, that's not Ditto. Like that. But I'm coming out of the stairs, but I'm freaking out. So as soon as I get down the stairs, I open the door, I run out. And my neighbor, he next door, he got a whole bunch of kids and shit. They all in the yard playing and shit. And as soon as I come out, he look at me, he's like, Danny, that's, he, no, as a matter of fact, he didn't even call me Danny, he's like, Daniel. He's like, Daniel, that's your dog?
That was sweet, he called you Daniel.
Yeah.
That's kind of sweet.
He's like, Daniel, that's your dog?
Daniel. Hey, Daniel.
And I look, and it's Ditto. But not only is Ditto, it's another little chihuahua with her. Like, where this nigga come from? Like, some little brown hot dog looking dog.
I don't know if it's a female. She met somebody immediately.
You know, Ditto's going through that stage. We about to go get her fucking whatever the fuck, spayed or whatever, neutered, whatever the fuck. Ooh. You call that shit. Next week, the monkey is getting swole, all that. You know what I'm saying? So
can you see it?
Yeah, it's bulging. You can. It's bulging. Ditto always make me rub her stomach, so I'm always seeing, she always, but.
She was kind of an intimidating little dog.
Fire. That's what
but
happened.
But she was real. She was barking a bunch, and then you picked her up, and then she was fine with me.
Mm-hmm.
But at first,
she realized
she's
like,
was scared.
She like big homie. Fuck with cuz. It's cool. But no, she started running up the street with the other dog, like lollygagging, like they just jog, like living like they life together.
Yikes.
So I'm like, Ditto. I call her like Ditto. She looked back, and then she came back to me like a dog. She poked. I picked her. I'm so fucking sweet. Paranoid because the last time she ran to the house. I chased her, got all extra panicky, and chased her, and it made her run in the street. And a car could have came and took her out.
Yeah, we had a dog named Binky, a Jack Russell Terrier, growing up, and he got out of the backyard, and I saw his ass get run over, and he ended up having three legs.
That happened to a little dog I had before. I had a little dog used to, he just was too close to the curb, and one of my homies was coming through, and he pulled up and was parking.
Ah.
And the fucking rims, his rims scraped her face off.
Oh my god!
Just literally laid on the ground and tired. And then you looked at, all right.
Did the dog live?
Fuck no!
Hold on.
This is a rat.
Oh no.
That motherfucker looked like Skeletor.
Ooh.
That motherfucker had a big ass knob when we came back. That motherfucker had shit but a skull. It was hair, a fur.
Was it still alive at all?
Yeah.
It was still alive?
No! I mean, it was begging for his life.
Yeah,
when we ran up. And just imagine that your homie pull up, he just park, and he ain't trying to kill your dog.
Yeah,
nigga
right.
Nigga just
right.
Park, just pull up in front of your house. His dog was at the too close to the curb. That's why I don't let my dogs come outside. So yeah.
Yeah, it seems dangerous for, maybe that's a good holiday life hack. Just leave your dog unless if you want to be chasing them.
So now any fucking time, anybody, any door situations, I'm picking Ditto up. Like,
yeah.
Oh, but you've seen it. Ditto a real nigga.
Yeah.
Before we left, Ditto was just fucking on. All right, here we go. Looking for relationship advice.
Ask Danny.
What's up, Danny? Day one listener. I love the show and I wanted to hear your thoughts about a situation I'm in. For some background, my ex-girlfriend and I dated for a couple years back in college, broke up, got back together again after we left school, but then broke up again when she moved out of state. She's been dating another guy for about a year and a half now, but she and I hooked up a year ago when we found each other at a music festival. Nothing came out of it. She continued to date him to this day. More recently, we happened to reconnect again at another festival, and she told me she regrets leaving me and wants to get back together. And to be honest, the feeling for me is mutual since I really love this girl. Now, my question is to you. Would you get back with her knowing she cheated on him, or would you let it slide because she only cheated with you? Thanks, Danny. Keep him high and tight. P.S. Please bring Zach Fox on the show. I feel like that'd be a dope episode. Shout out Zach Fox. That's my homie. Of course I'm going to get Zach Fox.
Wait,
on the
I
show.
Thought y'all had a beef.
Zach Fox?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Who told you that?
I can't believe you just said that. I swear. I thought you and he had a pretty big beef.
No, that's my dog. I just had him at I had him at my last Bruiser Things.
That's not what I heard.
No. Zach Fox, my nigga.
I can't believe that's so weird that I can't.
White people shit.
I've been playing Need for Speed all day, baby. Danny, you would have been proud of me, man. I beat this really big. I just got some new car right before I got over here.
I just told Need for Speed. You play with a racing wheel?
No.
See, that's why I can't. I ain't playing no racing game without a racing wheel.
But, what do you mean?
All right, let me answer the nigga question, then we're going to get back on that. Look, no. Y'all might really love each other. Sometimes y'all got to be apart to realize, you know what I'm saying? That kind of situation. So it seems like, man, y'all might be made for each other. So, nah, I don't feel like you should feel a type of way. Y'all figured out, y'all left, y'all explored other options, and y'all realize y'all love each other. Man, get back with that bitch. You love her, obviously. What you got to say, Will? You ever been to a situation like that?
I was just thinking how much I enjoyed hearing your voice when you were reading. I was thinking, whoa, hold on. This is fun. I heard something about a couple of music festivals.
Yeah, no, that's what
I didn't hear exactly
he's
what
he's saying
was...
pretty much him and he was with a bitch, and then they broke up, but they keep running into each other at musical festivals. Every time they run into each other, they fuck. You know what I'm saying? And then last music festival, they hooked up at. She told him, like, man, I wish we never broke up. We could still be together and shit like that. But she with another nigga right now.
Ooh.
No,
spicy.
Man, that's your bitch. That's
spicy. That's
really your bitch. He borrowing. That's your bitch. You know how Future be talking that shit? That's really your bitch. You get what I'm saying? She just, you know what I'm saying? She leased out right now. So at the end of the day, man,
that's a funny way to look at it.
You just want to lock in. Whenever you're ready to lock in, you just leasing the bitch out right now. Whenever you want to be the rightful owner of the property, you know what I'm saying? Not women.
Danny, that's
not
what I've always said, man.
Alpha males over here, baby. So I know.
Yeah, Nadav, get out of here, dude.
But no, man. No,
I did like your car. I honestly did like your car. Yeah, I asked you. I was like, Danny, is that Nadav's car?
Thanks, man.
Part two, it looked like some shit on Need for Speed. You can, if you can customize the Jew car on Need for Speed, man,
that would be cool.
You probably can do it with a mod.
That'd be cool.
I really do. I will say, I do love the animations of Need for Speed, man.
Video game reviews.
That style of animation at this point of where we at in graphics and shit.
Yeah, it's
cool. Because it's like Jet Set Radio.
Yeah.
You used to fuck with Jet Set Radio?
I don't know.
No, you didn't, nigga. If you fuck with Jet Set Radio, you
was
did
it. Was it on
did.
PlayStation?
God damn it. Was it drink? No,
well,
yeah,
was it a racing game?
No, it was a rollerblade, nigga. You was running around doing graffiti and shit. But yeah, it had an ill-ass soundtrack.
Did you ever play 1080?
Oh, shit.
Snowboarding?
Oh, no. I was
SSX Tricky?
Yeah, I was a Tricky.
That was fun. The moves you
could
do. Yeah,
I played
Tricky.
I played all the EA Bigs. That was my shit. EA Bigs. Of course, I'm a nigga. NBA Street. The FIFA Streets. All the Streets. Yeah.
I just started playing Hot Shots on it's on PlayStation 2. I can stream it. It's a tennis game.
Oh.
Oh, it's been great. Need for Speed got me out of it though, but I was playing hard.
You
gotta get a racing really wheel, good.
Though, man. We gotta get you a racing wheel. Wheel. You can't be fucking.
Seems like that'd be hard. I like just using my fingers.
That's the point of it. You sitting there playing fucking racing games.
Yeah, I put it on easy. I put it on easy. No, I don't even want to admit to that. I put it on easy.
I think that's
it's too hard.
I think that's what I. I'm putting every game on easy right now.
Yeah, I put it on easy. You have to escape from the cops after every race. I was like, this is taking too long. This is taking way too long. I'm literally running away from the cops doing fucking spin moves for 30 minutes. And then I was like, okay, I have to change.
Do you gotta race ASAP Rocky?
He was giving me advice last night. He was telling me... He was telling me he's just a person. He has problems too, like everybody else. He kept on saying that. Yeah, he was talking to me on my cell phone last night. Why is that so funny? Yeah, he was talking to me on my cell phone last night.
And he was, what did
he's giving advice?
I gotta buy this game now. I gotta play this shit now.
Yeah.
What is he?
He literally said that a couple of times. I have problems too, just like everybody else. I swear to God, I was thinking to myself when I was kind of listening to what was going on. I was like, why? What? I swear to God, I heard him say it twice when I started kind of listening. I was like, what is he saying? Because at first I was like, I don't know. I'm not really listening.
Oh my God. I'm not buying Need for Speed. I'm not. I'm just not.
It's so much fun. Like I'm going to play when I get back to my place. I'm 100%. I just unlocked some new car. I might sell it and get more parts. That's what I've already been thinking about.
I just can't play. Because I've had to buy a racing wheel. I'm just not about to do all that. All right.
Well, yeah. If you want to talk to him, though, you can just play.
I know, right? That's the only way I could talk to ASAP Rocky. I gotta buy Need for Speed to talk to ASAP Rocky. God fucking damn.
He has problems like everybody else.
He got problems like everybody here.
God, what else was he saying? That just sticks in my mind though. Like I didn't know I would have tell anybody that. But yeah, I thought to myself, what? It was funny.
I thought to myself. What is going on? What is this story? Hold up. All right. Next up, Tech Nine. Hey Danny, big fan of yours since XXX. My question is, back in 2013, you did a song with Tech N9ne called Thizzles as a bonus track for the Deluxe. I was wondering how the collaboration came about. Love listening to it while at the gym or just vibing. Love what you're doing. Love the podcast. Keep it up. The good work. Marky Mark Chicago. Nigga, I was cracking. Everybody was hitting me up for features at that time. It didn't matter who it was, man. I've done some of the dumbest features in my life where motherfuckers, I know for a fact they didn't listen to my music. Like, this motherfucker didn't know who I am. You just seen it popping right now. He asked me for a feature and did some shit. But yeah, Tech N9ne.
Oh,
you
really?
Know, of course, he's a Midwest big. Yeah, that's how they do clout. It wasn't clout really? Chasing back then. But yeah, I definitely done. If you can go search like all my features and shit, you'd be like, why the fuck Danny do a song with this nigga? And shit like that. But yeah, it's a lot of. But Tech N9ne, though, that's something that definitely worked. Tech N9ne is definitely someone that I look up to. Yeah, man, he's one of those like Midwest legendary artists, man, staple. Anybody that understand like the independent grind and shit like that. But Tech N9ne did though. He did say some funny shit about me that one time when I got sexually assaulted on stage. He said some shit like, he was like, oh, I can do that anytime if I want to. Artists need to learn some discipline and some restraint for themselves. So he was like totally like clowning me about that shit.
Oh, really? But, did he do that song Ecstasy?
Who?
Tech N9ne? Is that Tech N9ne? I don't know. I was trying
I remember
to think
that song.
If
yeah,
I remember.
I'm a Deus. Yeah, but it was I'm a player. He changed I'm a Deus to I'm a player. I'm a player. Oh, I'm a player.
Yeah.
I'm a player.
Wait, did it say rest in? Did it say rest in peace? Did something happen?
Part two. Only reason why I really discovered Tech N9ne was back in the day on Playboy. We was able to hack into that shit. You know what I'm saying? The old school cable. We used to watch Playboy. It was a TV show called Hot Rocks. What did he show all the fucking rap video? You remember Hot Rocks? I think so, yeah. And one time Tech N9ne was on Hot Rocks. I'm like, who is this nigga? But then they had that, I'm a player. They had that song. I'm like, this shit retarded. But
I remember watching Scrambled Porn.
Oh, yeah. I was
like
the king
on
of
the higher channels. Yeah, you could kind of, I
keep
remember seeing
button.
That. Some, yeah.
That was the last king. Look at this stuff. Wow, it's older now. But yeah.
First porn video I ever bought from somebody. I was in the sixth grade that summer doing construction work. and I bought, my cousin and I bought a porn video from a black dude that worked at the school where we were doing construction work.
Imagine the shit. The first porn video I ever saw is the most fucked up shit ever.
What was it? What do you mean?
Because it was a cartoon porn.
Uh-oh. Wait, so what do you...
On VHS. Like, we was, you know, normal shit, being at, like, a babysitter crib type shit. Somebody watching us. Yeah. They had the fucking VHSs. And it said Snow White. Then yeah. We put the motherfucking Snow White tape in. Next thing we know, nigga, Dora's whipping out dicks and shit. And they beating Snow White down. We don't even know what's going on.
What were you thinking? What were you thinking?
I don't even know what I was thinking. It blew my mind. It fucked me up, man.
Just seriously?
Bro, fucked me up. Yeah. I had to be about, like, nigga, super young, 7, 8, something like that. Yeah, you thought you about to watch a cartoon, they started fucking Snow White? Yeah. Like, damn, nigga, this shit was fucked up. So then, once I seen the real shit, I'm like, oh, that was the shit they was doing to Snow White.
Oh, I thought you were meaning the real Snow White.
No, the cartoon Snow White and the Seven Doors, but it was just like a Snow White gangbang cartoon porn.
Yeah.
And the Seven Doors beat Snow White down, man. And that shit scoring me for life, man.
Oh my gosh, Danny. Damn, yeah.
Imagine that. You thought you about to watch it. And we watching it. But they think it was me and all my little cousin. It was like a group of us. We like, Snow White. Just throw Snow White on. Nigga, what? Them motherfuckers got the whip and doinks out.
And who was the, so what? It was like a babysitter's house?
Yeah.
Who was the babysitter? I can't remember. The babysitter was watching it.
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
But yeah, all right. Japanese culture. Hey, Danny, this is Kenji from Tokyo, Japan. Love the podcast and your music. From listening to the pod, it's obvious that you have an appreciation for Japanese anime and video games. So I was wondering if you ever been to Japan, and if so, what was the experience like? If not, do you ever plan on visiting? What would you want to do? And what are your thoughts on Japanese culture? Keep up the great work, and thanks. Shouts out, Kenji. Hey, I never been to Japan.
First off, konnichiwa.
I wouldn't say I'm that big of a fan of anime. Like that. I do love, I think Persona is probably the closest thing that I do love to, like, Japanese culture, I guess. But I would love to visit, just to, you know, see all the actual tourist shit, because I've never been before, you know what I'm saying?
Would you drink some sake?
Yeah, sake cool, but y'all niggas can't really smoke weed out there like that. That always been my thing, like, just the whole weed thing, man. I just can't really smoke weed out there like that. But I'm getting over that. I'm being more mature about that, because I feel like that's a real crackhead way of thinking. You know,
well,
what
you can bring a vape,
nigga, and end up like Brittany Griner.
I know.
They ain't gonna let me out though. Ain't nobody trading me for nobody. I'm like, keep that nigga over there.
Yeah, she got a pretty good trade. They got the Merchant of Death.
I know.
Who's killed thousands of?
They need him, nigga. They going through some shit right now, nigga. They need him. That was a draft pick, like, nigga. We in war right now, nigga. Get the Merchant of Death back. Fuck this Duncan ass bitch. We need the Merchant of Death back, nigga. We got shit going on, man.
So would you actually, if you went to Japan, would you travel with a vape?
Nah, nigga, you stupid.
Yeah.
They definitely searching my shit, nigga. It'd have been a few times I've got caught in the airport with shit. You know what I'm saying?
What happens? That's always a fear of mine.
I guess the worst one was, I think Canada. You know, Canada don't play like that. But I just had pills. I had a shit ton of, but what it was, I was going to Canada, and after Canada, I was leaving to go to, like, a European tour. And I had, like, a whole bunch of, like, I had all the real work drugs. I had a thing full of Xanax, a thing full of Adderall, and a thing full of Viagra.
Yeah, was it like prescriptions to
no,
you?
No, obviously
just...
I bought these on the street. Yeah, but he called him and I was like, "Nigga, he already knew I was coming there to do a festival. They had me in the room. They found out the shit. I'm like, look, I need one to stay up, one to go to sleep, and one to keep my dick hard. I'm about to be gone for the next 3 months. This and that. But the thing is, I was like one of like top acts at the festival at the time, and he knew if they would have locked me up, it would have, you know, it just would have been a
big
deal.
Did you get the pills back?
Yeah, he gave me the pills back and was like, "Man, cool. Have a good time."
Did you?
Yeah.
That's probably
because I went to Australia after that.
That's probably cool. That's where that movie, what's the movie with the cars? The cars were in there battling.
Cars?
No, not cars.
Oh,
in Australia.
Twisted Metal?
No.
Mad Max?
Mad Max.
That was in Australia?
Isn't that?
Yeah.
With Tina Turner?
Oh, we found the Mad Max fan.
I've seen Mad Max. That was back in the day
When cable was just regular TV, and then you can hit a switch and it'll just be HBO. That's how old I am. It was like a fucking the twist in cable. That was cable.
Yeah,
it was like this little.
Remember
it was a little box, and all it was regular TV. Then you had to go back there and clip it, and then it turned to HBO. And all you get was Fraggle Rock and Mad Max. That's all you saw. It was Fraggle Rock all morning, Mad Max. I swear to God, used to have them for real. That's what got me into comedy a lot too. They used to have those fucking Remember those fucking pro-life festivals or whatever the fuck they had with Whoopi Goldberg and all the motherfuckers?
What was it? Just people doing stand-up?
Yeah, they used to have these like pro-life. Pro-life. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. But they used to be like raising money, man. It would be like a comedy. All right, man.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Steam Deck. Hey, Danny. Been a fan since Triple X era. Have loved your music ever since. I recently got a Steam Deck and was wondering, what would you recommend I play first? Something new or something I'm already used to? What did you play first in your Steam Deck? Thanks. I mean, with the Steam Deck, you know it's pretty much your mobile PC, man. So whatever you're playing right now, that's what you're going to continue to play. Whenever you want to leave, it'll be like that. But I will say, man, just get you a nice SD card, man. Load a few different SD cards and just load a lot of different games up and shit like that. But the only thing I would say about the Steam Deck is, as much as we consider it to be a mobile console, the battery life is shit. If you ain't got nowhere to plug up at, man, what's the difference? I mean, what's the fucking difference, man? So the battery life with certain, especially with AAA titles and shit like that, with shit that's going to fucking require a lot of frame rate and shit, it's going to fucking, battery going to die in 30 minutes.
Unless you want to be playing Cubert or some bullshit like that.
Yeah. Yeah. But great time. Definitely killed. I will say it. Nintendo Switch is in trouble. It's in trouble. But the thing is, now that Steam Deck came out, we got all these other, like, not Steam companies that are actually making mobile PCs that are just as good as this for a cheaper price or whatever the fuck. The Steam Deck, we're just getting it because of the name and, you know, it works with your Steam account. But they actually are making a lot of these fucking handheld PCs. They're amazing.
How much does something like that cost? That sounds. Could you play like Super Nintendo games on it?
You can put any emulator you want.
Yeah,
you
is that hard to do though? I've heard of that. Is that like hard to do? I don't know how to do anything.
I mean, you
like
go on YouTube and figure it out, but it sucks, but you can figure it out.
Download them from the computer?
You white, you smart, you can figure that shit out. You can definitely figure that shit out.
Why the fuck are y'all why were you laughing it up? Seriously, somebody needs to get him out of here. I'm still high as shit. I'm still having a...
That rose joint put you... All right.
That's such a good idea. That's so funny.
What?
The roach joint.
You be throwing your shit away?
Yeah, I mean, I recently got the volcano that vaporizer.
You nigga don't care about the earth. It's all about recycling, man.
Yeah.
All right, white people shit.
For the holiday season.
White people shit.
White people shit.
Cloth diapers. Hi, Danny. My friends have a baby and been using cloth diapers like they are saving Earth one infant log at a time, and they have the dedicated poo knife to scrape the shit off like they're scraping burnt toast. It's having a poo knife. White people shit. No, take it easy, bro. Carl from the UK. No, my nigga, they love their baby. Nigga, imagine if you was a baby. What would you pick? This plastic-ass, bullshit-ass diaper or a cloth around your shit like Jesus had? I want a shit in the cloth. I don't want them fucking... Now they got scented diapers, putting motherfucking all type of motherfucking...
So what, would you clean all those diapers? Would you do all that cleaning?
Is
that extra...
You putting the work in like that for your kid, man, it's going to add a little extra something. That nigga getting the comfort he deserved, man. The nigga going to grow up to be a... They doing the right thing, man. I don't agree with them old bullshit ass diapers, man. I'm down with the cloth. Clean that shit up. It's easy. I mean, it suck. You talking to a nigga ain't got no kids and never did no shit like that. But
I know. That's what I was wondering. Do you think you would actually end up just going to regular diapers?
No, I'm talking shit. Of course, I would have regular diapers for my kid. But I'm saying what they're doing is a great thing.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering.
No, honestly, me, because I know it's going to be about the bitch. I'm like, man, what you going to do? I prefer to do that, but you know.
Yeah,
I know the bitch gonna be like, man, I ain't about to be doing all that. I'm getting these diapers and this and that. You know what I'm saying? So that is what that is, man. So I ain't even fucking around with that. But I will say, man, I know for a fact, man, a baby would rather have a cloth on their asshole than some scented piece of plastic that can hold piss for 10 hours. Something ain't right about that. They fucking injecting all type of.
Don't yeah, get what's me on inside my, of a diaper?
Don't get me on my conspiracy shit. They got all that fucking processed bullshit and that diaper going in your baby asshole. I ain't got time for that. Put my baby on some. What Jesus wear?
Yeah, put just my go baby. Go in the.
Put my
Target
baby.
And,
yeah, what that nigga have on in the manger? That's yeah, what my baby yeah. wear. Hey, on some bullshit.
What did Jesus have on in the manger?
Yeah, that's what my baby supposed to wear, man. Fuck that shit, man.
I wonder if anybody has said that, or if people say that all the time. To,
I'm
like,
pretty sure somebody
stores.
Christians.
Yeah, maybe it happens every day. Maybe it happens all the time. I don't know.
The motherfuckers lazy. They put motherfucking pesticides, all type of shit in their baby asshole, fucking with them diapers.
Yeah,
man.
don't be putting pesticides in your baby's asshole that you're going to be asking.
Fuck around.
For
these new diapers making motherfuckers infertile. Probably putting some shit in your baby right now. These niggas ain't going to. That's why.
Yeah, be careful.
Population
diapers
control.
On your fucking
if I wanted,
kids.
If I wanted to control the population, I would do it through the diapers.
Yep, me too.
That's some evil genius shit right there.
Yeah, I mean, that's like a holiday life hack. You need to stop putting diapers on your kids.
Stop putting
Danny
diapers on
Danny and
your
I
kids.
Are not kidding. Stop
anti-diaper,
putting
man.
Diapers on your fucking kids.
You, have you ever had a baby?
No.
No, me either. So, yeah, it's really hard, though. I've lived with babies a few times. And they shouldn't piss a lot. And it would be hard to change them cloths all the time, scraping. You got to keep washing them bitches. And baby
yeah,
doodoo.
Who's running the washing machine? I mean, that starts.
Baby doodoo, next level doodoo.
What do you mean?
Oh, man. It's colors we ain't got now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's how you know them niggas be healthy. They pure. Like, you be like, damn, man.
I had a green snow cone one time.
I ain't gonna lie, man. It smelled, what?
I had a green snow cone one time and my shit came out and it was all green.
I mean, I'd be drinking.
I show my brother.
I be drinking chlorophyll, so my shit always green.
Oh, really? What's chlorophyll?
It's some black people, Dr. CB shit.
Is it good for you?
I still look young, don't I?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm 41 years old, man. Yeah, you got to put a couple drops of chlorophyll in your water every morning.
What does it taste like?
It'll taste like, it tastes a little mini. But it keeps your skin together. You know what I'm saying?
So you just drink it?
But so, yeah. And one thing about it is like, it's pretty much like getting all your vegetable nutrients out the way. You know what I'm saying? A couple drops of chlorophyll. You know what I'm saying? It's pretty much all the nutrients you would have got out of like eating vegetables out the entire day. You already got out the way. And yeah. One thing about it is like it works with the sun too. So sitting in the sun, it activates the chlorophyll. Yeah.
Interesting.
Real nigga. I'm going to put you on some game. But
I have to be careful out in the sun.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I have to wear a hat. Why was that funny? Why was that funny? It's a real struggle I have now.
William, is you going to embrace the stardy?
Embrace the what?
Embrace the stardy.
Embrace the what?
Are you going to ever just cut that motherfucker bald? Be like, fuck it.
No, I don't.
I mean, it works out with you because you got the beard and shit. I think
yeah,
you kind of go.
Know.
But you know, I'm
going to have to do something. I'm about to go back to Memphis.
You know,
my parents would be angry if they saw me right now.
You know about Glorilla?
Know about what?
Glorilla.
What's that?
Glorilla. That's like the hottest female rapper in the game right now. She's from Memphis.
Oh, really?
Popping shit. You would think I went to school for chiropractic. Looking good as hell today. Just sent my nigga 5 attachments. That bitch called. That bitch rhymed 5 attachments with chiropractic.
That's good.
Glorilla. That's really good.
Wait, what was the one earlier? What did you do with Papyrus?
Osiris.
Osiris. Yeah, that's a good one.
I mean, but that's like rappity-rap ass shit, man. I feel like that's like more cool shit. Yeah. All right, man, we got Will up in here. Let's go ahead and test. Let's test it. Spin the motherfucking wheel. You already know what this is.
Do I?
We got it. Let's see what we get. Let's see what we get. Oh, TSA. Sometimes I feel sorry for TSA. For real though, man. Cause I mean, you gotta think they go through a lot of shit, to be honest, man. Niggas, one of the stressfulest things you can possibly do is fly. I feel like flying, moving. And cause motherfuckers be on edge.
For sure. Yeah, I stopped. I used to take some edibles sometimes before flights, and I stopped doing that.
Like motherfuckers coming late. Yeah. Trying to rush, dude. They look, they talking shit to TSA. Hold up, man. You get what I'm saying? But I have been, if I would tell you, I know the most aggressive TSA agents in America. And that's that motherfucking Chicago O'Hare.
Oh, really?
They'll beat your ass in that bitch.
Ooh.
The TSA agents in Chicago O'Hare, they not playing none of them games you got going on. You will miss your whole flight trying to be rude or talk shit to them. Matter of fact, they rude off rip to you. Ooh. One thing you got to understand, I'm in the airport, I'm trying to get to my flight, especially if you're a person like us that's flying for do some business. We got to make some money. We got to go. So just shut the fuck up. Just do your thing. But one place you do not want to play with is them niggas in Chicago O'Hare, nigga. They will beat your ass and make you miss your flight. Facts. So I would say TSA agents, man, they go through a lot, man. They doing the Lord's work. Shouts out to them, man. It's nothing better than, because I've been that person too, being late for a flight, come up in that motherfucker, desperation in your face, you trying to run, you trying to get through to your gate, and you look at a TSA agent and be like, man, bro, I'm about to miss my shit. And they look back at you, I mean, I don't know, and they be like, nigga, you Danny Brown? I'm like, yeah, I'm Danny Brown. They be like, fuck that. Oh, you get you the real estate. Ah. And they just bump my ass
that's
up.
Funny.
Bro, that shit didn't happen for me over 10 times.
That's
over
funny. 10 times.
So shouts out to every TSA agent that's done that for me, man. Y'all niggas have saved my life. It literally happened to me not too long ago in New York.
I just picture you running through the airport. Which Home Alone was that? The first one or the
second
one? Oh, I've
been there. Oh, I've been there.
Where the whole family's running through the airport?
No, my shit, I'm black, nigga. It looked like OJ in that one commercial. Jumping over shit, cool as hell, spin moving shit.
Yeah, but it's not like Kevin McAllister.
No, my shit like the OJ commercial. My shit be looking lit, like, nigga, get the fuck out of here, spin move, juke, juke, juke. That shit look like the Madden trailer. But no, man, yeah, man. So, William, dog. Oh. I always tell these motherfuckers, man, you're one of my favorite motherfuckers, man. One of the drippiest comedians I know, man. Because these niggas, I told you, they be trying, man. But they don't get it, man. You got to put some effort in it. You on eBay all night like your boy. Told you, you got to get up on that grill, too. Start getting on grill, man. We're going to have to do some thrifting together one of these days, man. You ain't got no favorite thrift spots?
I found a couple good antique malls.
Out here?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I found this one really good one.
Where at?
I bought some deer antlers there.
Oh, no, we got to go. Let's pull up, man.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, there's all kinds. I love just going through, like people's old shit.
No, that's my
old
shit.
That's what it seems like some of the booths are. It's cool just going through the people's shit.
I mean, to be honest with you, I feel like a lot of the things is like, man, motherfuckers can 3D print AKs. So all this shit that's made, the quality of it is not better than the quality when motherfuckers was hand shit, sewing shit, and you know what I'm saying? Putting shit together, man.
Right,
so
right. All
this new shit, man, shit, even like with sneakers, man. You buy a pair, you look at a pair of Nikes compared to a pair of Nikes that was made in like the early 90s, late 80s. That shit is like two different whole type of, this shit is plastic, that shit is leather. Like, that's why they used to last so long. That's why you can find those old shoes and they still hold up. You go get some of these shoes from like the early 2000s, they already turning yellow. Soul fall off. I had a pair of phone posits, the Tim Duncans with the air bubbles. I wore them shits to South by Southwest out here in Austin. This shit was so motherfucking hot, nigga, the soul melted off the air bubble. Next thing I know, my shit flapping up the street. Oof. I had to go buy some new shoes. That shit was crazy.
Yeah.
It wasn't a good thing. But that's the only thing about buying some like vintage shit, man. You know it got a lifespan on it still too. They might be keeping that shit. That's why you gotta check that shit. They be keeping that shit just to hold it together to look good for you, and then you buy that shit. And that you just have mad problems. It's like buying an old car, pretty much. You know what I'm saying? Shit might drive you to the crib, but once you get to the crib, god damn it.
Yeah. You're calling Judge Millie on. Man, I've been watching so much of that. The People's Court.
People's Court?
I love that show.
I used to watch
Judge Millie on Maryland. She was a wise lady. Yeah, I want to meet her sometime.
I'm old as fuck. You remember when they had Judge Wapner?
No, see, that was a little before my time. I don't, but there's a picture of him.
Judge Wapner was the... No, that's what I remember, Judge Wapner.
So the commercial was like the Batman song?
It'd be like, Wapner!
That's fun.
All right, Ashley, it's fine. All right, we'll spin the wheel one more time. We'll get about this motherfucker, man. Thank you, William, for coming through this motherfucker, man.
Yeah, thanks so much.
You know the door open for your ass any given time.
Yeah, man. Well, thanks for having me. Nice to see you again.
All right, come on. Let's go. We'll get about this motherfucker. A motherfucking dildo still in the cage. She tripping. McRibs.
So what is that? What's going on? I was thinking at first I was going to say this reminds me too much of Balloons Tower Defense 6, and I was thinking about that, and then I just I didn't know what was.
I love McRibs, to be honest, but I will say the new ones, they ain't like the old school ones. But I maybe think, man, sometimes, man, they just don't cook them long enough, man. They just like a little, like, the motherfuckers becoming a little too rubbery.
So what does it taste like? Pork?
Oh, you ain't never ate a McRib?
I don't, I've had bites. I don't remember.
I will say, man, they used to have a version of this at my high school. And the high school McRib is way better than the McDonald's McRib that keep coming out. I'm just saying.
What is it? Just like a...
It's fake-ass meat.
Yeah.
Some fake-ass rib meat. But it's good, though. I ain't gonna say it's good. It's just a... I don't know. Whatever. I still eat them bitches, though. But
I want a triple cheeseburger over that. Give me a fucking...
My thing
double
is...
Double or triple over that fucking thing.
I get two Filet-O-Fishes and then just combine it to one.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Bro, the double fish, and then I throw some Frank's hot sauce on it. That's my McDonald's customization. That's the Danny Brown. When they want to make the Danny Brown meal, it's going to be a double fish with hot sauce on it.
That's funny.
And that bitch slaps. I ain't going to lie. Look, I bet you it's going to be some niggas that do this. Go get you two fish fillets with extra tartar, though. Then you're going to have to throw one of them top. You got to throw one of them top buns away. And then just combine. Make one sandwich with the two fishes. Boom. But throw some Frank's on that bitch. We living a life. All right, friend. All right. We up out this motherfucker, man. Thank you, William, for coming through. You know the door is open anytime. Like I told you, man. I love you, man.
Yeah, man.
You want to grip his comedians and his motherfuckers, man. This nigga, see. Hey, you got anything you want to plug? You got the show, man.
Need
you got
for
the pot.
Speed.
Man, all right, man.
Unhit, or I don't even remember.
What did Rocky tell you?
Yeah, he kept on saying that he has problems like everybody else. I swear to God. And it's so funny I could say that out loud because I thought to myself last night when I started to kind of listen, I was like, what is
he not
fucking
lying,
talking about?
I love Rocky, man. That's my brother, man. I love Rocky.
It was a nice conversation. It was very pleasant.
He's
really
got problems
was.
Like everybody. That nigga said that on the game? Oh,
I was like, that's
man.
Really cool.
I love you, Rocky.
Cool
man.
You're saying that right
all right. I love you, Rocky. But peace, man. We up out this motherfucker. I can tell y'all niggas all the time.
The William Montgomery Show.
William Montgomery Show. Y'all niggas already know, man. We pulling up, man. We going to start some shit together, too. Y'all already be looking out for that shit. How about that? Anyway, hit me up at Danny at thedannybrownshow.com. Danny at thedannybrownshow.com. Also, leave them voicemails at 512-522-9256. Stop leaving them motherfucking texts, and we up out this bitch. Love y'all niggas, man. Peace.